You're listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast. Joining the podcast are softball coach Dale Van Dyne, along with players Bobby Lozano and Gigi Baroquez. They discuss their big first-round CIF playoff victory over Shadow Hills High School. Plus, they talk about how the team has been able to persevere to reach this level, their team dynamics, and lots more, as they prepare for round two of the CIF playoffs against Los Alamitos High School.
Let's start with the CIF win versus Shadow Hills.
Each of you just talk about your favorite moment from the game.
I think that throughout every game, like just starting it off with all of us like having the hunger to play and like get the dub. I think all of us in the dugout is my favorite part because every inning, like whether we're up or down, we keep a like consistent pace of like being loud and like cheering, and we all get on each other like, you better lose your voice, like give it your all. So I think just the energy we get in the dugout, because that comes to when we're up to bat, we're on the field, we're running bases, and it just all combines together. So I would say cheering is my favorite part of every game, not just yesterday's game.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, just the energy was up the whole time, and I think even just right from the moment to like of the beginning of the game to the end, it was just there. And I think Danny's home run just like really like set it off. Because after that, just, I never saw, like, anyone, like, even if they, like, popped up or anything, like, nobody was frowning. Just, like, everyone was up the whole time. So I really enjoyed that.
My favorite is seeing Bobby pitch phenomenally. Only one hit, and she was hitting her spots. I mean, that was exciting for me. And then I would have to say Tori's home run to finish off the game. She was down two strikes, and she came up. And now we need one more run to finish off the game.
Yeah.
And she crushed it over left fence, and we won 12-0. So that was pretty exciting.
It's big.
For a senior, too.
Yeah. Well, and she executed earlier with a bunt, yes, which is very bunt. Cool, like smart. And no. Then she just jacked. You know, jacked,
I mean, so. She had a phenomenal game. And then I got to say something. Sophia Hernandez, she went 3-for-3.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
So
it's big. You talked about Ari's devotion or pregame hype. Do you guys want to talk about that, like the pregame kind of run-up?
Well, throughout the pregame, you guys were saying stuff first.
Oh, I was going to talk about what Dale said.
Go ahead.
Talk about it all, yeah. It
yeah,
all matters.
Yeah, Dale, right before we did our devotion, he mentioned stuff about, like, you know, just us, like me, Tori, Joy, Ari, like us being seniors and just leaving it all out on the field. And I kind of, like, retracted that to everyone else, too. I'm like, leave here, like, knowing you gave it your all.
Yeah,
so
emotionally. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. It starts off, like, at the beginning of each game, like, before we even warm up, before we stretch, before we throw. Like, doing our pregame devotions help a lot because it just gets us all in the right state of mind and getting us, like, on the same track. So we're all, like, going at the same pace and on the same, like, level, and we're all, like, getting the same message. So I think getting those, like, verses and, like, meaning towards behind, like, personal, like, feelings, like, the way people feel personally about the game and stuff and carrying it into us teammates, I think really helps us, like, grow as a team and have a strong bond on the field.
That's huge.
Well, here's my main thing. I've been doing this 19 years, and I've told you guys from the beginning, when you're a freshman, you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to be a senior.
Yes.
You always leave everything on the field because you can't come back. And that's our goal.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a certain peace that comes from giving it all. And
yes.
After the fact, you gave it all.
Win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
But the opposite's true, too. If you kind of didn't do your work or you kind of half
in. You
dwell
on it.
Yeah, I've seen it, guys.
But so, win or lose, if you give it all,
yeah,
you feel better about yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great. What's something you personally worked out or worked on all season that came through in the win yesterday?
I think it's just coming down to fundamental softball and doing the simple things, like just playing the game, playing with fun, like keeping your head down, letting your lead, elbow lead, like just going back to the basics, because when you try to overdo things and overthink and try to make something that's like more than it should be, then it just all crumbles. So I think just playing relaxed and playing fundamental softball, like, is the best way to go, and that's when you succeed the most.
Yeah, I think going off of that, just like playing relaxed, you know, staying up, like,
yeah,
no matter like somebody fails, like if you're on deck, like the girl in front of you just, you know, grounded out or popped up,
yeah,
like you're gonna go and pick them up. Just,
yeah,
keeping that positive mindset, like, I don't know, like it just helps go makes the game like more fun. You know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. No, like one of the main things I say to you when you're up to bat, what do I tell you? Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to be fun, right?
Mm-hmm. That's when you play,
yeah,
your best.
Have,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're not having fun, you're not going to do well.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the ball looks different when you're
relaxed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when Danny was up to bat that time, I looked at her and said, smile. She gave me a smile and next hit, bam, over the fence. Yep.
That's really good. You guys can each do this or only one of you, but describe the team in one word.
Oh, so
You describe the team in one
word? Yeah, I said, especially yesterday, like the want, like everyone just had the same want. And I was just like enjoying it like so much. Because, you know, how I said before, like I'm a senior, like I want it so bad. And I was just like having a lot of fun knowing that my teammates are feeling that same feeling too. So that.
What does that feel like? Like, what is that? How does that manifest?
That's like, I don't know. I feel like nothing, when you have like the want, it seems like nothing else around you like matters, but that nothing can stop you. Yeah. Like you're just going, you're like, I love playing this game. Like no matter how it's going, like if it's a good game, if you're like smashing the team, like it doesn't matter. Like you're just like, you're so in the zone.
Yeah. You're so that's confident good. That you're going to like win. Mm-hmm. Like we all just feel like we need to win. Like we're going to find a way to win no matter what. Yeah. Yeah. And that just pushes us all like to our highest limits.
Are you seeing that out there too, Dale?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All year. I mean, it started in Bullhead. Mm. It started in Bullhead.
What did you see in Bullhead that felt different? Not different than other years, but just
the want.
The want.
The want as a team, not as individuals. I saw the want in a team aspect, not in a individual. We were down and they would come back and beat teams that we should not even be beating in that situation. But they would come in the dugout. Nobody's heads were down.
Yeah.
They were cheering. And it's like they looked at each other going, we got this. I mean, when you see that in players, as a coach, you just stand back. I stood back at third base a lot of times, just going, okay, dude, we got this. Yeah. They're under control. All we said to them is one hit at a time, one play at a time. And they did. And they came back from games that, I'm telling you, West Torrance was one that they set. West Torrance had us down 6-0.
In Bullhead.
In Bullhead. Yeah. We came back and won it 8-7.
Okay, so are there girls in the dugout consistently that, like when you're down 6-1, they just go.
Savannah
Berry.
They flip the
lid and they go, we're still in this.
Savannah Berry. So who are they? Savannah Berry all game long is, which she's a huge part of our team because her being injured for like a big part of our season, she never, ever, ever let us down the dugout. Like every cheer, she starts, she gets on us, she tells us all to cheer. Like she starts all the cheers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a huge help in the dugout. And that's the main reason why her energy is always so high.
Yeah.
And she like creates that great vibe, like that good atmosphere in the dugout.
I'd say she's definitely like the glue in there.
Yes. Yeah. Like, really? Just one girl. It's one girl that gets everybody.
She bonds us. And then once she starts it, we all just connect. Like we all just.
And does she do it through humor or is she bad sometimes?
She's actually sort of bossy.
She's more like a mom.
Bossy
Bear.
Mom energy.
Bossy Bear. But thankful for her.
She brings it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's been injured all season, but she has done. She's been an asset to the team, even being injured.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, Joy, I would say, because me and Joy are in the dugout, like we always do competition, like her and I shouting at each other in our face, like seeing who lose our voice the quickest. Joy also is a huge part of the dugout.
How does she do it?
She just screams bloody murder. Like she holds her scream as long as she can. Her voice will crack like 3 times mid scream, but she keeps going.
I love that.
Yeah, Joy's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
Does Dale try to get you guys fired up, or is he more of a? Does he rely on you guys to generate
the
energy?
Only if he really has to.
Yeah, how does that
go? I would say only. He's like, come on, lady.
he first, because we're all kind of on our own little mission. Like we talk amongst ourselves, but there'll be some times where he just is like, no, everybody huddle right now. Like nobody's going to feel like, come here, and he just like, he talks to us, but he does it in a good tone, as where we all like respect and listen.
Yeah.
But it's not harsh where he like. Like where we get like kind of timid by, he is more of a motivation than like a kind of scary thing.
Yeah, I'd say more like to pump us up.
Yeah,
like because you know you sometimes you get those coaches that almost like seems like they're trying to encourage you, but it's like just the way they're yelling puts us down. But he doesn't do that at all.
Yeah,
so just like motivation.
Well, he's learned to coach girls. You got to coach girls a certain way and speak to them differently and.
Whole different breed. Yeah. I'll coach girls over boys any day.
Yes.
I think you have to be a better coach to coach girls. You have to coach the whole person more.
Well, I think it is. I'll tell you this. Coaching girls, I did 3 months of boys one time.
Basketball?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball.
And I did that after I'd been coaching for softball for 16 years.
Yeah.
And I did that for 3 months. And 2 months into it, I told my wife, said, I'm done. I will not do boys ever again. Because with them, if I ask them to do something, and they know if I'm sincere or not, they'll go through a wall for him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where a boy will look at you like, yeah, get out of here. So yes. That's, I've been doing it long enough that if you get them to believe that they can do it, they'll go through a wall for you.
Yeah. Did we already talk about the turning point moment in the game? The Danny moment yesterday? Yeah. Talk about that moment. We were looking 3-0. And
I think a huge part that like started it all was, like Coach Dell said, Tori's bunt. Like, I was up to bat in the ninth spot, and I got hit by a pitch, so I was on first. And then we were up 1-0?
No, we were up 3. No, when Tori came up, we were up. Yeah, we were 1-0.
It was 1-0, so yes. It was still a tight ball game, and then I got hit by a pitch, so I was on first. And then she came up to bat, Dale gives the bunt sign, Tori looks at me like, this guy. Because Tori loves hitting.
Yeah, she loves
so
it.
We made eye contact. No, she
doesn't
like it.
But she did
attitude.
But she did it,
yeah.
She did it.
Yeah. She just
she
looked at me.
She didn't show it either.
She
That's what was good.
Yes, she did not show it. She looked at me, and I go, you got this. So she laid down a bunt, perfect bunt. Yeah. I started sprinting, overthrow to first. I got on third. So first and third, perfect situation. That was a key moment. And then Riley Cole comes up and hits one to the right side to score me in, RBI. And we're up 2-0, gives us a little more cushion. And I think a huge point was Tori's bunt because that got her energy going. There was no outs. And she basically started the inning with, like, a rally. So yeah. That, like, sparked something in the air. Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, I think something small, like, it was, like, kind of after the first inning, we kind of noticed that the other team was just down, like, they weren't loud, they weren't cheering like how we were. So I feel like, especially for me, like being a pitcher, being the center of everything, like I can see everything, I could hear them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, their energy's down. I said, we got this.
Yeah.
Like that's, I feel like that was my moment.
That's good, yeah.
Well, see, you guys don't even know this. When Riley came up the first time, mm-hmm. he moved his outfield in when he saw Riley at the bat.
Yeah.
And then Riley crushed it to the fence.
Yes.
Wow. And right there, he went, oh. I heard the coach just go, oh.
Oh, because you were by then.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah, Riley also had a really good game as when the runner was on second. Oh. They had one girl up to bat. She was at second, and I think that was the one hit
that
they
one
had
hit.
The whole game. And then Riley caught a
line drive.
Straight line drive mm-hmm. to her and got the double play with me at second. And it was just great because it shut their energy down because they thought they like had a chance.
Yeah.
And then we just ended the inning right there and came back and started hitting again. So I think Riley's double play was really huge on defense as she held it down for like keeping it to no runs because that could have been potential 2 runs it could have scored.
She stopped it. Like
a bunt hit hurts as a coach.
Yeah.
Everybody gets tight in the dugout and coach gets a little snippy, right? So we give a bunt hit, you feel like you should, it's an easy out. Bobby, you just talked about the other team being quiet.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you guys noticed? Did they like the coach also realize that he made a mistake? Like
when a coach makes a mistake, here's what I've learned. When a coach makes a mistake, it brings the whole team down.
Yes.
So that's why everything that I do as a coach, I think 3 or 4 times before I make the decision.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, you can't be perfect.
Yeah.
But when you see something and you go for it and they do like you ask, and when you see it, then they believe.
I also believe what we did like really well was like adjusting to their pitcher. We jumped on their pitcher really quick. Like we started scoring runs right away. Like, we all talked to each other after each at-bat.
Yeah.
And, like, let the other girl know, like, what she's throwing. She had an upspin. We're, like, swing down. And we hit a lot of line drives that game.
Yep.
Score a lot of runs. And I think we just jumped on the pitcher quickly, and that helped us offensively because sometimes, like, we'll start later off in the game.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get our jump later. And that, like, gets us to a tight game, which shouldn't be. So I think us, like, getting that spark going early and, like, getting hits right away helped us majorly.
That's good. So
get ahead.
Which girl? Okay, so if someone's coming off, the, like she just lined out or something.
Yeah.
Who gives the best scouting report on a pitcher? Like after.
I think Sophie.
Sophie
sees
it.
Yeah.
She sees
the
ball well.
She
sees
the ball very well,
the
and she has great eye coordination as to where like her spin, her location, like her speed. Sophie's really well with all
Sophie's
those like
really
techniques.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Yes.
Dad's that way too. Dad's wired right that way.
Yeah, yeah.
He's taught
like
her
Sophie
that.
Just
she has her own deal.
Sophie has her own.
She's a really key aspect in hitting.
Yeah,
she
owns
helps
that.
It down, yeah.
Thankful for that, wow.
Yeah. She got us going yesterday with the first hit, I believe.
Oh,
no, Riley. Riley and then Sophie.
Riley
had the double and then Sophie got her over.
Yep.
That's really great. Can you talk about somebody we haven't talked about yet that did something cool yesterday? Small, no matter how small or funny, just some sort of shout out that helped you kind of push the game.
I talked about Riley Cole. We already
talked about
Kelly,
but yeah.
Oh, I got to talk about Ari.
Ari.
She's huge for us.
Tell me about that, because I don't hear enough about her. I talk to her all the time. She doesn't talk about what she's doing. So
she doesn't see the field that often, but she warms up our pitchers every single game.
Yeah.
And during the game, she's always warming up the other pitcher that's not pitching at the time. Or say Bobby's having a problem, she'll take Bobby into the bullpen and she'll come talk to me and tell me what she's throwing, what she's doing, how her spin is, if she's hitting her location. And then we, Jack and I know what to throw because Ari's letting us know what's going on. Yeah, Ari is huge.
I love it.
She's a huge part of our team.
She'll love to hear this.
No, yeah. You know? I got a vote out to her because, you know, just this year, like, just having Danny, you know, she's had, like, problems with her shoulder and stuff. Like, just her being there, like, say Danny's
being not even at practice. Pitcher.
Yeah, like, just, I can't even, like, thank her enough because literally, like, what would we do without Ari?
You
literally.
Just did.
So.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't there for two games. We were lost.
Yeah.
We were lost. We were going, where's Ari?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's great. She's such a big part of this team.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, and she probably doesn't appreciate it. She probably doesn't realize in the way.
Sometimes. Oh, I tell her all the time.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is such a tremendous help to us, especially the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Because
without her, we're guessing what they what they're throwing.
Yeah.
We're guessing if they're throwing well. Yeah. We're hitting the spots. With Ari, she tells us, oh, she's not throwing this very well. Or she's throwing this great. I mean, she's very honest about it.
That's
so
very cool.
Yeah. That's what I like too. Like her honesty, like if I ask, like she didn't never sugarcoat like anything. Like
no.
I ask her, I'm like,
she
how
doesn't.
Is this? She's like, this one's bad.
Cool.
She's like, this one's bad. Like she I don't
that's
I don't
funny.
Care.
That's
I tell her, I'm like, be honest with me because really like that's only gonna help us. So.
Right. Yeah.
It's really good.
I think for me a personal shout out, I would say is Mia Camacho.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
when I play second, she's at first. She's the best. Like I'm really close with her and I think like her energy to me is really helpful throughout the game, especially like playing next to each other. We always communicate well, like out loud, like to the whole team or if it's just us personally. And she's always helping me like keep a good mindset and like being confident and helping me out with what I need. And I think just her next to me, like smiling gives me like a boost of energy during the games and stuff. And we have a really good bond on the right side. And I just want to give a personal shout out to her.
That's huge. So if you make a big error, somebody makes a big error, who's the first girl over to go, hey, wipe it, move on, you're good, don't worry.
Gigi.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the first one right
I
off.
Feel like
she,
you and
she is.
That matters so much.
We messed one kid out here that she couldn't, she was hurt, she didn't play for us. But last year we were watching the JV play.
Mm-hmm.
And her and, can I see the say her name? Fran got hurt, so
okay.
she couldn't play. But watching her, Gigi and Fran on the field, someone would do something on the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing the game, and we're going, where's Fran? Where's Gigi? They're out in the outfield doing a dance with the girl that made a great play. I mean,
that's
the kind
really
of energy
great.
That she brings.
Yeah.
And she just brings a confidence to every other player.
It's so big.
So what Gigi does on the field is huge. That's just to herself. She's hard on herself. But what she does for other players is huge.
It matters, yeah, that's huge. Okay, so yesterday you got a little post-game talk, probably from Dale.
Mm-hmm.
What's he saying about this game specifically that's unique to this game going into it?
I think one thing that he's always been like, just like anybody we play, just always emphasizing just playing our game. Like, just we know what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I understand like every team's gonna have bad games, but we just gotta stick to like, what we do best, basically. I can't really make it any more simply.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Another key part was us underclassmen. Like, Dale talks to us, and he's like, this is a senior's last game. Like, all four of them. And having that, like, on you is like, okay, like, let's do it for them. Like, let's win it for them. Let's give it our all for them. And it's like, yes, we're going to give it our all in general, but knowing we only have a potential of four games left is like, that's four games. Like, that's nothing. Like, it flies by.
Yeah, it does.
And just knowing, like, to keep going your furthest and getting that motivation as to, like, getting reminded, like, do it for them. Like leave it all out there. Like, play your best game. I say that motivation, like, gives us a huge, like spark in our energy. Like, our motivation just skyrockets.
Like, I don't even see it more as, like, a sad thing, like, being a senior. Like, I see it more of, like, a privilege type of thing. And I'm just, like, just tell myself, like, have the most fun you can because you never know when the last thing you're going to be out there.
The sadness turns into a negative emotion.
Yes.
If you're,
totally.
Like, I've seen it.
You're worried
I've
about
felt
that.
It
yeah.
almost for these kids out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that whoever put that in your head is right because
you're
like mourning it.
Yeah.
If you know two games left, senior day, it's
mm-hmm.
too much.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Who put that in your head? Who taught you that?
Yeah.
Honestly, like how you said about the sad thing, like I'm not really like a sad person, so like if we have like bad games and stuff, like I'm not one of those people like to be like mopey about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm just saying like. You know, like bounce back.
Yeah. Like, I think that's a huge part of our team. Like, yeah. Yes, when we lose and stuff, we obviously feel it and we go over it and we make sure we know what to fix and what to adjust and, like, how to become better from it. Like, we don't just let it slide and, like, okay, we lost, like, that's it. Where are we going next? Like, that's not our mindset. Yeah. Like, yeah. But I wouldn't say we dwell on this to where it brings us down as a team. It definitely, like, helps us push stronger. And, like, the Heritage game and stuff, that was obviously a tough loss.
Yeah.
And knowing, like, it should have went other ways. Like, us talking about it as a team and getting out all our emotions and knowing what we have to work on, like, we're fine. And we don't let that bring us down as a team or, like, kind of make us drop. Like, we just keep the energy high. We're in the bus staying the whole way home, went to Taco Bell. Like, we had such a great time after the game. It's like, yeah, we lost, but at the same time, you can't make that your whole personality. Like, we're a much better team than we knew we were.
Sure.
So I think that's a huge part of us.
How long do you think we actually hung onto that game?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
How long do you think we hung onto it?
I think after the talk. We were
all which
good.
Is what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes. Like, we had a solid long talk after the game for, like, a good 10 minutes. Like, everybody on the team was talking, giving their opinions, saying what we need to fix, like, getting on each other. And then once we broke off with our Dempsey Herald cheer,
what we do?
We were just happy.
We
like
to talk about.
Yeah, we want to talk about.
Slushies and bean burritos, right?
Yeah,
and the nacho fries. And
the cinnamon twist.
Oh,
yes.
If you hang on to it, it does not help.
Did Coach Dale buy the Taco Bell?
He
you guys
did.
That's good.
I kind of saw more, too, like, you know, because, you know, things like that happen. Like, no team's going to be
perfect. What happened in that game? What did we learn that game?
Bobby is 18. She was 18-3 going into those games.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she struggled.
Yeah.
And when Bobby struggles, we're going to struggle because she was getting hit hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't help her either.
Yeah. You got to make
sense. So it's not just a one person thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a team thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because if Bobby's struggling and then we struggle as a team, it's like dominoes.
Yeah.
So my thing is
not a pressure.
It's actually personally. As a coach, I don't like to lose. But personally, I think it was a good thing for us to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how, honestly, like, that's how
that's
like,
how
I saw
we
it.
Also all interpreted it. Like, as a team, like, we all agreed on that.
God always has a plan.
That's what I was going to say. Like, he works in, like, such mysterious ways. And I think that was, like, one of those games I was like, we needed that. It was almost kind of like reality check type
it's
thing.
So true.
Just because, I don't know, just for us to know, like, hey, like, like I said, the whole privilege thing.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that
like,
banner
totally
with
like
that, all the league championships, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to earn them,
yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, it's not just something that comes.
It's handed to us.
Yeah. I think sometimes, like, that those kinds of things can get to teams' heads.
Sure,
and, like,
sure.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it kind of happened to us. But, you know, all you can do is learn from that.
Right.
So.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds on to it the longest on your team?
Coach Dale. Coach Dale.
Besides
Dale doesn't like to lose.
I was like, stop talking.
After the Valley game,
oh
we heard
God.
It until the Heritage game,
yeah.
And Coach Jack was like, "Dell, like get
stop
rid of
talking
it.
About
like,
it."
Get rid. Like
so
every
the
day,
day
I practice.
Don't realize I go to church with about 50 people.
Oh,
they
my
make
gosh.
You wear it. That's
and
right.
And they make me wear it.
I get it.
Okay,
and it's Valley.
And
yeah.
It's Valley.
Yeah.
Yes.
I come from Valley, so it makes it worse.
That makes sense.
So, but no, it, you know, here's what I like is the girls have they mature in different ways. And what I like when I see on the field is the maturity over the year, like
so
with
good.
Bobby.
Yeah.
What I've seen in her from the first year I had her till now, it's not just her pitching, it's the maturity on the field.
Tomorrow's redemption, right?
Okay,
yeah.
Tomorrow is,
yeah.
Okay, we played them in Boyhead.
Yeah.
And we lost, but we lost on a play that the wind took the ball away from my outfield.
Mm.
It was a high pop fly. Bobby threw a fantastic pitch.
Late in the day.
It was like literally like straight up in the air.
It was a late in the day with the windy, when it picks up there.
It was
oh, it was blowing
30
to
40.
Oh, yeah.
It was super
just,
cold.
Yeah.
And
like,
Alexa
was, oh, yeah. No, I've been there.
Alexa,
yeah.
She stopped a home run. She caught a ball before it went over the fence.
Oh, she did awesome.
She was incredible that
game.
And the ball was coming right to her. And as she's getting ready to catch it, the ball went whoosh, way to her left.
Yeah.
And she missed it. And they had two outs. Well, they were running bases already, and they scored those runs.
Yeah.
So to me, if we would have went 7 innings, we were hitting the ball well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we could have pulled that went off.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
went off. But
yeah.
My biggest thing is, and this is something that always comes to my head, is we are a small Christian school, and we have our faith here, and we got a public school with almost 5,000 students. And I always come down to David and Goliath because God has control. No matter how big you are, you can be taken down.
Yes. And I also think that that comes with a huge part in the dugout. Like our dugout with, how many girls do we have on the team?
Us?
Yeah.
It was pretty loud.
Yeah, we
pretty
have loud, we have 19 girls and they had like,
I want to say they had almost 30.
Like a cheer set.
27. Yeah. They had 27 kids. And our dugout was competing, if not way louder than their dugout. Like we were way louder than
them. I've heard it.
Yes, they were trying to compete with us. And our,
they're going to compete tomorrow.
Yes, and our dugout was definitely beating them. And I think that's a huge part because them being double our size with the amount of girls and us just giving it our all and showing like how loud it can shout is a huge part because energy is a, it's a big battle on the field.
It is
a big battle.
It's, I think it's everything, literally. And I like I said about like the whole like want part, like energy and want, it's, I'd say it's practically right there. The same thing.
Yes. Yep.
Like if you see a team, like they can have like all the talent in the world, but if they're quiet in their dugout, I think they can still lose.
Yep. Yeah. Scrappy team.
I've been out on third base and they're quiet. I never have to repeat myself.
Yeah.
With this group.
Yeah.
If I say it once, they're on it.
And then Savannah Berry's getting on everybody.
Yeah.
And Coach Erica as well.
Yes.
Coach Erica holds our dugout down very well. Yeah, she makes sure we're never quieted. She's really big on the energy part. And I think that she like definitely keeps us going. Like whenever we're down, she does not let us stay down that whole inning.
That's
like,
good.
Like she always is on us, always get loud, do this, do that. And it's it's a big part.
Yeah.
It is.
It's really good.
Yes.
Is there something Dale always says? Always says, like, all of your coach has something they say all the time, whether it's funny or whether it's game related. Is there like something he says at the beginning of every practice?
I'm trying to think. He like just always tells me have fun at every at bat.
Have fun.
Every at bat he goes.
That's a good start.
Have fun and smile.
We can go with that, and then you get
Bobby. Smile.
I was gonna say like he always reminds us that he like believes in us.
Yeah,
and that we should too.
So big.
Yeah.
Like everything looks different when you believe in yourself, right? Yeah. Would you guys come up with a theme song or are we stuck?
Yes. So we have Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm on aux, I'm on DJ. But I think that'd be our theme song because that's such just like a.
It's so us. It's so chaotic. It's so chaotic. Like,
yeah, it's us. But in a chaotic song.
In a good way.
Who has the worst walk up song?
We don't really have
we only had walk up songs like one day.
One game.
Oh, you got rid of them?
Yeah, because we played so bad with them.
So that's why we're like, no.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, so we don't have walk-up songs.
That's funny.
We all have a pretty good same taste in music.
Yeah. Okay. We all like to be, I mean, how she says she's on DJ, we all
we listen to some country, too.
Yeah, we put some country in there.
Occasional Bella's Megan Marini playlist. We all love that. Yeah. We all act like we're heartbroken, but some of us are not.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my music.
What about okay, so that last question about who would survive the longest in the wilderness without phones, anything, and then who would be out in 10 minutes.
I put me and Allie together.
You last a long time?
Me and Allie, when we're together, we just, me and Allie just like run amok. Like we do anything, we're down for anything. Like we make something out of nothing. And I think that with her, like just our company together is just like, we can go forever. Like we'll just have fun. Like we match each other's vibes super well. And just like the same personality. And I think we just have like so much fun together and we could just take on the world.
I think really this is random, but I was going to say Malia just because like she's so nonchalant. Like, yeah. I feel like if an animal were to come up and try to attack, she'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, she's just
there. No, she'd go, whatever.
Yeah.
She'd be like, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's wrecking.
How long would Dale last in the wilderness on his own?
Long time.
Oh, he can.
Long
time. Yeah, he can.
we can make a house out there. Like, we can last forever.
You'd be like, come on, ladies,
that's right.
Go make
the field.
I tell you what, though, ice would compete with everyone.
Ice spice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think Ice Spice as well.
Yeah.
Who is Ice Spice again?
Bella.
The team manager.
Isabella.
Oh, the one that came to my office. That's right. That's
yes.
Right.
Okay. And then who would go out the quickest?
I said Ari. Me.
Okay.
Ari's.
I say Bella Perez.
I don't know. Now that you're saying Bella, I think Alexa might be out with Bella. I think if Bella goes out, Alexa goes out.
Wait. Alexa is right there with Bella.
if Bella goes out, Alexa goes out.
Yes, definitely.
Because if they don't have each other, then it's like, They're a pair.
Yeah, but when it comes down to work.
Yeah.
It's like, those two.
Yeah, them too.
Yeah. I love that.
Would be the least, yeah.
Yeah.
They would give out the quickest.
I love it. Anything else you want to throw in for tomorrow?
Let's get it.
Yeah.
I would say let's go, how I said, leave it all out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
Leave it all on the field.
Yes, pretty much.
Thanks for listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.